Spectrum Business knows that you put in unlimited effort to unlock the unlimited possibilities of your small business. Get internet, mobile, phone, and TV services to connect all aspects of your business and see your business made limitless. Learn more at spectrum.com/business.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to kick things off with Starbucks. So they say they are, this is the big coffee chain, of course, they're reversing rules in North America that allowed people to use their cafes even if they had not bought anything. So it's a U-turn from a policy introduced 6 years ago that allowed people to linger in Starbucks outlets and use their toilets without making a purchase. To discuss further, I'm joined by the one and only Henry McKean, known to linger around coffee shops and
I do
other
linger.
Places.
I definitely do when it comes to Starbucks. Yeah, they're saying buy something or leave. And it's basically a new strategy back to Starbucks. And what they're trying to do is reverse their fortunes because they've seen a big drop in business. There's 36,000 of them across the world. And they're trying to also look at harassment, trying to address that. They're trying to ban smoking and outside alcohol. And just to say, this is in the States. Here in Ireland, it's slightly different. And in 2018, if we go back to that time, two black men in Philadelphia were arrested for not buying anything or not buying something quick enough. They were waiting for a friend for a meeting and the server called the police on them. And there was a massive backlash. There were boycotts. Because of that, they opened up their stores and you didn't have to buy anything. You could just walk in. But it's all changed. They're going back to where they were. And we reached out to Starbucks here in Ireland and they did say, yeah, it's different to the States. They're saying the operational updates being introduced on January 27th are for North American stores and are not being implemented internationally at this time. Anyway, I went to a Starbucks to see if I could basically linger in Dublin. I'm here in Starbucks and I've sat down. I haven't ordered anything. I've just seen a sign actually that says seating area for Starbucks customers only. So here in Ireland, we are expected to buy something in Starbucks. I've been here a while. No one's actually come over and said, you haven't bought anything. I'm going to see what the customers have to say.
It's really relaxing. I like the staff. The staff are lovely. They're very accommodating to you and wouldn't go anywhere else. It's here I like, and that's it.
Have you ordered anything?
Not yet. I will order now.
And for years in the States, you didn't have to order anything. You could just sit there, and that was okay. They've changed the rules. You now have to buy something. No. Can you understand why?
They're helpful, and they like to accommodate people, and that's why they don't.
So you they're know, not
in case
bothered.
Someone was... No, they're not. So I bring my grandkids down here, and I could get something to eat from over there because they don't like probably what's in here. They never pass that.
They won't mind?
No, never, never.
So you could bring your own food in from somewhere else?
Yeah, I've done it. Like with my grandkids. I've done it, believe me.
I love the tea.
You like the tea? You come for the tea?
Yes, I do.
And how long do you stay?
As long as possible.
So you would stay for perhaps even a few hours?
Sometimes two, maybe.
Do they ever ask you to go?
No, never. They're extremely nice, always helpful, very polite, no problems whatsoever.
So you just like the atmosphere, you like the buzz?
I like the atmosphere. I like the fact that it's very laid back and you can just sit. And I do like the staff are really nice. And I'm a bit of a Starbucks expert because I go here, Airside, and the Pavilion in Soares.
Can you understand in America why they're changing the rules? 8 years ago, two men got arrested for not ordering anything and there was a big scandal over it. Since then, Starbucks allowed people to stay and not order anything at all.
No, I don't
and now they want us to order
concept.
Something.
I don't understand that concept because I think you should order something because otherwise you have paying customers coming in that have nowhere to sit. Because you can come into a Starbucks and it can be full of students on laptops or workmen on laptops. And they normally have a drink or something in front of them.
You know, I'm going to stay here just with my laptop for a number of hours. Is it rude to do that, to take up space?
I don't think it's rude if you've ordered something previously. But if you're coming in and you're getting nothing, I don't think that's the right way to go. I don't think that's morally correct.
So so say those people who are a fellow lingerer, some of them, Kieran, in Starbucks, much like yourself. Mm-hmm. Are there other changes in store?
There are a few, and I do linger. I mean, the internet is good. It's warm, it's comfortable, it's clean. Why wouldn't you linger? You can get your work done. My office is normally a Starbucks. But yeah, there are lots of other changes. These are mainly in the US. They include offering one free refill of a hot or an iced coffee for customers who buy a drink to consume on the premises. And they're doing this because their sales are way down. And this is because of various reasons, cost of living, and also a backlash when it comes to boycotts sparked by the Israel-Gaza war. And so in the Middle East, they're seeing quite a bit of a boycott. I met these executives. These are just business people like me. They were there for a meeting and they like to hang out.
I'm happy to come here because we're able to have a quiet conversation, discuss whatever we wish to discuss, and get some tasty food while we're out.
So you're having a kind of, not a meeting, but a get-together?
Yeah, an informal meeting or a get-together, yeah.
One of you has the laptop open, two of you have bought drinks, one hasn't, and that's okay. The other guy in the meeting hasn't ordered a drink, but they're not forcing him to buy a drink, are they?
No, they're not.
Or is it you that hasn't bought the drink?
No, I have bought a drink and I brought a sandwich as well, and it's very tasty. Yeah. So, I mean, I, in fairness, I wouldn't come into a place and not buy something. I think, to be fair, we're taking up their tables, and even if I didn't have to buy something, I would buy something.
I don't come to Starbucks very often, but I do end up in coffee shops with the laptop. We don't necessarily have an office space in Ireland, so we tend to meet in these locations or similar locations, so we can sit down, get Wi-Fi, have a coffee.
And they do have good Wi-Fi. You can almost rely on it.
I didn't use it today. I used my hotspot, but yeah, generally it is quite good, yeah. I think you can come in here from time to time and you can't get a seat. And if paying customers aren't coming because they can't get a seat because people are sitting here using Wi-Fi, then I understand it, yeah.
Henry, didn't J.K. Rowling write most of Harry Potter in a coffee shop, I think. I'm not sure if it was a Starbucks, but apparently she sat in a local coffee shop and wrote the book.
So many writers do, so many journalists, so many...
Do you want to live in a world without Harry Potter?
Well, I think I could just about...
Put you on the spot there
now. I could just about make do without it, but so many people love it. And you're right, they're creative spaces up and down the country. Well, I do like a bit of Harry Potter.
Where did your hate of Harry Potter come from?
No, I'm fine. And without getting myself cancelled,
we're going to wade into that.
I was going to say,
right, okay. I'm going to ask you. Wow, did you meet any servers in there?
I have just got.
What
myself.
Did they think about J.K. Rowling's views on trans? Anyway, go on.
We're not going to open up that can of worms. But yeah, to also say that wheelchair users and also, mums, babies, pregnant ladies, the use of toilets, especially in the capital, is so important. And being able to use a toilet is something which is still quite difficult. You've got to ask for a code and they'll say, did you buy anything? It's tough. But I did actually get to meet a server and I eventually did crumble and I had to buy something. So you work here in Starbucks. Do you mind if the customers don't buy anything?
Well, I kind of do mind, because if they don't buy anything, like, they have to buy some to sit here, first of all. Second of all, if like they don't buy anything, it's kind of boring just sitting here doing nothing.
And do customers come in with their laptops and sit there for hours and hours on end?
Yeah, some people even stay here for 6-7 hours just on their laptops, either working or studying.
Did they order more than one thing or anything at all?
I mean, usually they buy a coffee. Sometimes they come back and buy another one. But
I'm still here. Are you annoyed that I haven't ordered anything yet?
Not really annoyed, but you said you'd buy something, so...
I will. I'll buy something.
I'm sure you'll keep your word.
I'll have a hot chocolate with cream, please, in a takeaway cup, even though I'll probably have it here.
What size would you like?
I'll have a medium. What do you call that here?
We call that grande here.
I'll have a grande.
Grande. 475, please.
So $4.75 for a grande. If Starbucks reduced their ridiculous prices, they might get more customers, says one listener.
Yeah, believe it or not, $4.75 is not that bad. I've paid €7 for a coffee in this city.
Oh, good God. Never mind sitting in Starbucks as somebody else. They stop taking cash and are wondering why their business is suffering. Starbucks is right, says somebody else. If you went to any other bar or restaurant and sat at a table without ordering, you'd be asked to leave. Seats should be for paying customers. I remember working in an Irish pub abroad, and a group of locals were sitting around one beer at a table on a busy night. We asked them, buy a drink each or leave. They left. No arrests were made. That would be ridiculous. And on the Harry Potter J.K. Rowling point, I wrote my entire thesis in the Costa in Aran Mór in Galway. Always bought a coffee and a sandwich, but often stayed there for 6 hours plus.
6 hours!
I dedicated my thesis to the coffee shop. Did you overstay your welcome?
I did. You know, you get to a stage where you think, I've totally overstayed my welcome, it's time to go, when they're kind of looking at you a little bit funny. And
but
you've
people
been there.
Do this type of stuff all the time. They buy a single thing and will stay in a coffee shop for hours on end.
And
it's
they
mad.
Sip it.
You can't do that.
Well, I think, I know it's a big chain and all the rest of it, and they are still trying to make some money. Maybe buy a second or a third drink, but a lot of struggling artists, struggling writers don't have a spare $4.75 times three. They can't buy three hot drinks through the day. They might only be able to buy one. It's a difficult one. It really is a difficult one. But at the same time, you need to keep seats for customers and keep it moving. I did overstay my welcome. I eventually left and found somewhere else to basically linger in the heart of Dublin in a pub where I basically set up my laptop.
Hi, Henry. Enda Kill here from Peter's Pub in Dublin.
Enda, I'm sitting in your pub. I haven't ordered anything, not even a glass of water. How long can I get away with sitting here until you ask me to buy something? Will you let me stay here and do some work?
Well, unfortunately, Henry, it's a business we're running here as much as a pub, and people are very, very welcome to come in and out. But we do expect people to spend something and have a drink of some sort, a mineral or a coffee or a tea or whatever.
If I sat here with my laptop, I've got it here, if I just sat here with it for a number of hours and, you know, sent the odd email or read the odd email or had a look online, how would you feel about that? Would you ask me to go? What would you do?
Well, if you're a customer, we'd be patient and we'd work with you, you know. People are expected when they come in that, unfortunately, it's not a drop-in centre I'm running here. It's a business and people are expected to hansel the house when they come into the premises.
Let me just go online here. Okay, so yeah, I've sent that. For you, you know, would you ever tell a customer, do you know, you had that soup 3 hours ago. Do you want anything else? Do you think it's time to go? Would you do that classic Irish thing at closing time? Right, so, come on, doors are closing. How would you get them out?
That's a very difficult one, but most people are very sensible. And they know it's if the tables are under pressure and people are waiting on tables and seats, and usually they'll either have another drink or they'll sometimes go ahead and go somewhere else and have a coffee somewhere else.
But you'd never say leave?
Very rarely. Thanks, Henry.
So that's what Enda had to say in Peter's Pub. Surely it's to Starbucks' advantage as somebody else, as it gives the impression that they are busier than they actually are. They increased their prices, Henry, in January. Caramel macchiato was $5.90 and now $6.10 for a grande size. Robbery. Also, the toilets are filthy. I still pay the $6.10 even though I give out about it. Hi, Kieran. The last time I went to Starbucks, I tried to pay for a tea with cash, which they refused. I haven't been back since. They must be doing okay financially. I had a look. Starbucks revenue and income is down across the board, possibly because of these boycotts that have been called for on foot of what's happening in Gaza. But their revenue was still over $9 billion US dollars last year.
$9 billion.
Yeah, so they're doing okay.
Like they could buy a country for that. And on that, I would actually say Starbucks is now, in Dublin, in the capital anyway, perhaps the most competitively priced.
Really? Surely it is. Oh no, I've read that text already. What's happened to the world when people think they can just go into a business and not buy anything and sit there all day? I have to say, I think an hour max per product.
3 hours. I'm going three.
No. Oh, Henry.
3 hours.
3 hours.
Yeah, because they've set the whole place up. They've even gone for that kind of wooden colour to make you feel comfortable, to set your laptop up. They give you good internet. They want you to hang around.
Yeah, but they want you to buy their products.
Yeah, that too.
As well. No, 1 hour max. 087 1400 106. How long is too long? How long is it okay to hang around in a coffee shop after you buy something? Are you with Henry? Are you a lingerer? Or do you get out the gap? Like I say, 087 1400 106. Henry McKean, thank you very, very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.